It's good to be in God's house, amen? All right, I'm going to start my watch here. I've been known to go a little over, and I'm going to try not to tonight. Just preach, amen. If I do, my wife's going to let me know about it, so. Amen, thank God for a wife. Amen. Matthew chapter number 1 is where I have you turn tonight. Pastor BJ got me a little concerned there. Anytime you preach and you're preaching after people, it's a little concerning they're going to preach the message you plan on preaching. It happened to me at youth conference one year. I was actually preaching at youth conference up in Maryland, and I'm not lying, the man that preached before me, Brother Allen, was there. He literally preached the same text, same truth. It wasn't the same outline, but it was very close. And my heart was in my stomach the whole time he was preaching. I looked over at Brother Allen. I'd already told him what I was going to be preaching, and I thought, oh, no, but I better hurry. My clock's running. Matthew chapter number 1. You're there, and I'm just glad to be here. Matthew chapter number 1. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture to you. Pastor BJ did mention what God's laid on my heart tonight. I've been meditating on this. I actually told our youth group last week at our youth activity that we had here that this is what I thought I'd be speaking on this night. God was already working in my heart. Last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about this thought, and I want to share it with you tonight. Matthew chapter number 1, in verse number, I'll just read verse 23. The Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." And I just want to speak to you on that subject tonight, God with us. I've really been meditating on that thought for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks as we've entered into the Christmas season. I knew this Wednesday night was coming, and I was just kind of meditating on what I'd be speaking on. And that thought has just run through my mind so many times. God with us. What a statement. What a truth. God with us. I think about Psalm 8, verse 3 and 4. It says this. Listen, it says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him?" When I really go outside at night and I look up into the sky and I think about what all is out there, I see the stars and I see the moon, and I think about the galaxies. When David, I don't even believe that at this time when the psalmist David penned this psalm, I don't know that unless God had enlightened him, I don't know that he had the knowledge that we have today. He may have had more knowledge than we have today. In some aspects, there's no doubt that he did. But as he looked up into that sky and he saw those stars and he saw that moon, I don't know that he really understood the galaxies and the universes. And to be honest with you, even in our day of knowledge and understanding, a simple man like me doesn't understand it, but I believe it, and I know what science teaches, and I'm talking about the fact that the sun is I don't know how much bigger, but it's way bigger than the earth, and there's stars out there that they can fit millions of suns inside of. And when you think about the universes and the galaxies and the stars and the sun and the moon and Saturn and Jupiter and whatever those two that just crossed up this past week, I mean, when you think about all that, you know the earth is just a little speck in this universe. And the God that I'm talking about tonight, he spoke all that into existence. I love when Pastor teaches, he mentions it a lot in Genesis, and he talks about that verse where it says, "And he created the stars also." I mean, like, you know, he just like that, that was just something he did on the side. He created the stars also. And I'm talking about millions and zillions of stars. I'm talking about light years away. There's stars. And I can't even try to explain tonight our universe and our galaxy and all that's out there. And the psalmist, he said, "When I consider that, when I consider the heavens, when I consider the stars, when I consider the sun, and when I consider the moon," he said, I'm just taken by it. He said, but I really start to think, what is man? What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou would visitest him? But that's what he did. God Almighty visited man. I said, when I think about the galaxies and when I think about the stars, it blows my mind. But really, if we get down to where we live, when I think about me, when I think about my inability When I think about my insecurities, when I think about my weaknesses, when I think about my sin, when I think about myself, when I think about who I am and what I am, I mean, the dust of the earth, it's been mentioned tonight. I mean, we're just an earthen vessel. We're just something that God formed out of the dust of the ground. And I'm telling you right now, it's a great thing. And obviously because God loves it, but in light of God and who He is, we're just a speck of dirt. And I know we don't like to hear that because we're ate up with pride and we think we're something, but really we're nothing. We're depraved, we're broken, we're wicked at our very best. We're sinners and deserving of hell. Right. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said, I'm nothing. I'm just the dust of the earth. And when I think about what I am, and I know me better than anybody else knows me, and when I really think about what I am, it just blows my mind that the God of heaven, the one that spoke the world into existence, the one that hung the stars in the sky, the one that created the sun and the earth and the moon and all that we enjoy, that God would come down and visit me. Wow. What a truth. What a reality. And that's what Christmas is about. I've been meditating on this and thinking about Christmas, and that's what Christmas is. It's God with us. God came to this sin-cursed earth, and God took upon Him human flesh. God became what we are. In Philippians, it talks about how that God, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but took upon Him flesh and became a man and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Can I tell you, hey, God Almighty became a man. Yeah. Amen. Why? To be with us. God with us. What a truth. It's been mentioned, spitting cotton balls all over my black jacket, Brother Brian. It's been mentioned tonight, Pastor BJ said, I think about God with us. You know what the word with means? It means, I don't know what it means. It means together, right? When I think of with, if somebody is with someone, you say, I came here tonight with my wife. That means we came together, right? And the Bible says, God with us. I mean, God together with man. God, I shouldn't have said God. I should have said God. Thrice holy God of the universe, the one that has all power, the one that created everything. That God that cannot look upon sin, that God that Isaiah said, when I saw the Lord high and lifted up, I cried, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, that God, the God that the angels in heaven are going around His throne as we speak, crying out, holy, 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 that God that if we don't cry out, the rocks will cry out to worship, that God. You know what God I'm talking about? That God. I just wish I had the words to say tonight, that God, that God. That God, I don't even know how to explain Him. All I can say is that God, and those men, all those men outside of here, those men that you look at and you think, oh, they're so wicked, they're so sinful, those men that are tearing up the streets of our nation, those men that are in foreign countries strapping bombs to themselves, those men that represent communism and socialism and everything wicked in this world, those men that have abused their wives and abused their children, those men that are addicted to drugs, those men that are strung out on alcohol and all kinds of vices, those men, that God, those men. Amen. You with me tonight? Amen. That God, this man. So you don't know this man, but I know this man. And it blows my mind tonight to think that God would visit this man. Amen. God with us. God together with man. You say, how could God like that come together with man like that? Because the Bible says, I think it's in 1 Timothy, it says there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus grabbed a hold of the holy hand of God, and Jesus reached down and grabbed a hold of a sinful man, and God, only through Jesus Christ, brought them together. God with us, Emmanuel, God with man. That's what I'm talking about tonight. That's the God I'm talking about tonight. That's the Jesus I'm talking about tonight. That's what Christmas is about tonight. It's about the fact that God in heaven sent his son to reach a hold and grab his hand and reach down and grab our hand and bring us together. God with us. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. God with us. Whew. Man, I'm telling you, I've been chewing on this for a little bit. God with us. Man, when I think about myself, I can't believe that that God would visit me, would come to me, would want to be in together with me. God with us, Emmanuel. What a thought, what a truth. Wow. Just meditate on that this Christmas. Think about it. God with us. You know, you could go behind that and say, God with them. See, sometimes we don't see ourselves the way we should. I see myself like Paul saw himself, the chief of sinners. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. But God came to man. Three things that ought to do tonight, and I'm done. Number one, well, four things. Number one, I don't know what order to go in. That ought to concern us. That ought to concern us. I hate to start on a low note. I'll finish on a high note, but God with us. You know, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, that ought to concern you. That the God of heaven is with us. He's with us. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, in verse number 3, it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God is with us. In Psalm 139, I won't have you turn there for sake of time. In Psalm 139, the psalmist said this. He said, O Lord, thou hast searched me. Thou hast known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path with lying down and are acquainted with my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and hast laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy... He said, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the light shineth as a day, and the darkness and the light both are alike unto thee. He's saying, hey, I can't get away from him. God is with us. He sees us in the nighttime. He sees us in the darkness. He sees us in the light. He sees us in the valley. He sees us on the mountaintop. He sees everything and all things. And he is everywhere in all times. He's God with us. That ought to concern us. Jeremiah said it like this. He said, Can man hide himself in a secret place that I shall not see him? God said this in Jeremiah. Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? See, there's nowhere we can go and get away from God. Proverbs 5:21 says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth his goings. You see, I say tonight, this truth of God with us, if you're not saved tonight, that ought to concern you. But if you are saved tonight, and you're not living for him, that ought to concern us. Because he sees it. He really does see us when we're sleeping. He knows when we're awake. Right? God. He knows if we've been good or bad. He knows. God knows. He's there. It's God with us. That ought to concern us. But I tell you this, it also ought to comfort us. God with us. No doubt in this Christmas story. You know, I think about the Christmas story, and I'm jumping all over the place. But I think about the Christmas story. You know, Herod, he was concerned. You're in Matthew chapter 1, look at chapter 2. It says in verse number 3, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. God's here. They heard the news. God's here. Have you heard the news? Have you heard the joyful sound, right? Hey, God's here. Amen. Herod was troubled by it. He was concerned. And I'm telling you, hey, if you don't know him tonight, it ought to concern you. But if you do know him, hey, it ought to comfort you. It ought to comfort you. No doubt in the Christmas story, when that angel came to Joseph, Joseph's heart was troubled. I mean, he just found out that his wife-to-be was with child. And I mean, he didn't know what to do. And he was troubled on the inside. And all of a sudden, an angel came and he said, Joseph, I got some good news. Hey, God with us. He said, you're going to have a baby and you can call him Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. And no doubt that brought comfort to Joseph's heart. Actually, you know, this verse in Isaiah chapter number 7, if you go read it sometime, they're quoting the Isaiah here in Matthew chapter 1. In Isaiah, King Ahaz was troubled. The armies were coming against him. And Isaiah, God told Isaiah, go prophesy and tell Ahaz that I'm going to send forth a son and his name shall be Emmanuel and he's going to take care of everything. That's what he said to him. And it brought comfort to Ahaz. And can I tell you tonight, hey, the fact that God sent his son into this world, the fact that, that his name is Emmanuel and God with us, it ought to comfort us tonight. It ought to bring us some comfort tonight that God is with us. In 2020, when you just say, I don't know how the election's going to turn out. I don't know how the economy's going to turn out. I don't know what's going to happen with this virus. I don't know what's going to happen in this world. Can I tell you, hey, I've got some good news for you. No matter what happens in this world, God is with us. That ought to comfort us tonight. I'm sure it's comforted Marcus and Kirsten. Boy, to thank God's with me. Oh, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God is with us. When nobody else is with us, when we feel all alone, when we feel like we've been forsaken, God is with us. It's already been said, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You see, when you got Jesus, you're never alone. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. I'm talking about, hey, that ought to comfort us tonight. Wow, my wife's going to give me a hard time. Comfort number three, and I'm almost done. It ought to challenge us. It ought to challenge us. I said number one, if you're not saved, it ought to concern you. Number two, if you are saved, it ought to comfort you. Number three, it ought to challenge us. God with us. I think about, I said Joseph, he was comforted by that news that God was with us. Hey, I think about those shepherds. Boy, it challenged them. They heard them angels sing and they went to Mary and they went and saw the baby. And then the Bible says they went out and they told everybody the things that they had heard and seen. I mean, it challenged them. They said, oh my goodness, God is with us. In the city of David, there's a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I've got to go tell somebody about that. Can I tell you tonight, hey, the fact that God sent his son into this world, it ought to challenge us tonight. It ought to challenge us to go out and to tell people the good news. Have you heard? Have you heard? God Almighty come to man. It ought to challenge us. Oh, challenge us to live for God and to do right. The fact that God is with us, the fact that he sees all and he knows all and he is everywhere, that ought to challenge us. I know it challenges me. I'm glad that I know this truth that God's with us. It's what keeps me. It's what keeps me going. It's what stops me from taking a wrong turn. God's with me. Be careful. God's with me. Hey, it's what challenges me to knock on that door to tell that person, God's with me. He told his disciples, he told his disciples there before he left, he said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, lo, I'm with you always. I'm with you. That ought to challenge us. Then last, and I'm done, it ought to cheer us. It ought to cheer us. You look at this Christmas story, I shut my Bible, but there in Matthew chapter number 2, if you still got your Bible open, I believe, I don't know, somewhere midways down, 9, 10, verse somewhere around in there, the wise men, it says, when they saw his star and it stopped over top of that house where the child was, it said, what's it say? They were exceedingly, what's it say? Rejoiced exceedingly. Something like that. I'm hard of hearing, right? But I'm telling you this, hey, it cheered them up. It cheered them up. And it'll cheer us up. Merry Christmas. God's with us. I'm telling you, this world needs some cheer, man. I look out in this world and I see people that, I mean, it looks like they just lost their best friend. And maybe they did. I'm not trying to be mean. But I'm telling you this, hey, there's something better than your best friend. It's that friend. And he came to this earth and it's God with us. And that ought to cheer us up tonight. Hey, we got something to be excited about. This world out here, oh, they know nothing about Merry Christmas. That's just a bunch of words to them. That's just a slogan to them. But if you know the God of heaven, if your sins are forgiven, if the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, oh man, you got something to say Merry Christmas about. God is with us. Amen. That's exciting. That's cheerful noise. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness, God, and I thank you for this truth, God, that you're with us. God, thank you so much that you sent your Son to this old sin-cursed earth to be a mediator between God and man. And God, if there's any here tonight that don't know you, Lord, and God, I pray that tonight they're concerned about that. God, I pray that they would understand that you care about them, that you come for them, that you'll comfort them. God, you'll cheer them up. I'm so glad that I know Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty, for Jesus Christ. I pray this Christmas that we would truly realize that God is with us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.